Chazar zeich in Nishabach Yisrael Shagam Revei Mehudim Sechel Shkolim Dav Vav. The Chemishan Alachah Gimel, if someone saves money to accumulate for his Machzah Shekel obligation and says throughout the year, these are for my Machzah Shekel obligation, Beisham will say any excess money has to be given to use for the voluntary Kabbalahs for the Mizbech. Beis Hillel will say any excess money has no Kedusha and can be used for any use. If during the year he saved the money and said, I will take my Machzah Shekel from here, all would agree that any excess money has no Kedusha. If someone saves money and says, this is for my Chattas obligation, all agree that any excess must be used for voluntary Kabbalahs. If he saves and says, I will take from this for my chattas, all agree that any excess money has no kedusha. Rav Shimon explains the difference between the case of the machzah shekel and the case of the chattas is that machzah shekel has a value limit, whereas the chattas does not. Rav Yehuda says this is not really true, because we find in history that at times machzah shekel was brought using the half of the popular currency coin, which was worth significantly more than a shekel. Rav Shimon says, that is true, but machzah shekel is brought by everyone in the same amount, and the chattas is brought based on how much someone wants to spend. Zak the Gemara Yisin and Rabbi Lazar says Beisham Beis Hillel only argue when the money is accumulated over time. However, if someone took a handful of coins, which is greater in value than what was needed for Machzah Shekel, and said these are for my Shekel obligation, all would agree that the excess must be used for voluntary kabbonis. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar said the Machloikis is only when the money is accumulated over time. However, if someone took a handful of coins and said these are for my Shekel obligation, all would agree that the excess has no kedusha at all. So Machloikis, what would be? In fact, Rabbi Chiya said our mission is a proof to Rabbi Bibi, because the mission says that Rabbi Shimon explains the difference between the case of the Shkolim and the case of the Chattas, explaining that the Chattas has no limit, where Shkolim do. Now, he can't be talking about where the person said, I will take my Shkolim or Chattas from this money, because all would agree that in that case, the excess has no Kedusha. The case must therefore be where he took a handful of coins and said, these are for my Shekel obligation. Rav Shimon is saying that in that case, the excess is treated differently because there's a set limit by the Shekel, whereas in the same case regarding Chattas, the excess would have Kedusha. We see that when one takes a bunch of coins at once, all would agree that the excess has no Kedusha, like Rabbi said. Rabbi Yossi would answer that the cases where the money was accumulated over time is according to Beis Hillel. The next Mishnah says that the excess of Shkolim has no Kedusha. Presumably, this is the sheet of everybody and therefore must be discussing where a bunch of coins were taken and therefore approved to Rabbi Bibi. Rabbi Yossi would answer the cases where the money was accumulated over time is according to Beis Hillel. If someone separates a shekel because he thinks he's obligated and afterwards realizes that he's not obligated, he already gave, whatever it is, all would agree that that the separated shekel has no Kedusha. What's the halacha where one brought one thought he was obligated to give two shekel. He thought he owed already from last year, but then he realized he only has to give one. What's the status of that second shekel? Then for the Gemara, regarding the similar case where someone who separates two chatois, halacha is that the animal has kedusha and has to be left to pasture until getting a mum. Therefore, in our case as well, the extra shekel will have kedusha. Fact the Gemara, but it's not true because we see in our Mishnah we can't really compare the case of shekel to the case of chatos. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer v'chulu, Zok the Gemara, Dar koinis are golden dinners, Sloima, Sela coins, Tivoyin are half Sela coins, dinners are Kiratin, which are quarter Sela coins. The Mishnah said, "V'loy kiblu aleihen." The Gemara says that Chum did not allow the value of what is given as Machzah Shekel to decrease to the level of a dinner. Why? They base this on a pasuk which teaches that the Chum established that the value should never be decreased to that point. The pasuk says, "Shlishis haShekel," which teaches that the value can't be less than one third of a darkoin. Rav Chilki and Rav Acha said the pasuk teaches that one should give at least a shekel three times a year to tzedakah. Rav Onan said the pasuk teaches that the shekels were taken from the base of Migdash three times during the year in three boxes, which each had three saw, like we'll learn later. The pasuk says, "Ze yitnu kolo oivra al pekudim." Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya argue. One says, since the Yidin sinned with the Egel halfway through the day, they have to bring a half shekel as a kapara. The other says, since they sinned at 6 hours into the day, they bring a machzah shekel, which is worth six garmasin. Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh said, because they transgressed the aseres adibres, they bring a machzah shekel, which is worth 10 gerah. Rabbi Shlakish said, because the brother sold Yosef for 20 silver pieces, each Yid has to redeem his bechor for the value of 20 silver pieces, five slorim. Pinchas and Rabbi Levi said, since each brother, the 10 that were involved in the sale, got a taba'o, each must give that amount every year, the machzah shekel. Zok the Mishnah halacha dalet. The excess money for shkolim has no kedusha. Zok the Mishnah, the excess of money was used to buy flour for the mincha, birds for zav zava. The excess of money that was used to buy flour for a mincha, or is birds for a zav or a zava, or a woman giving birth, a chatas or an asham, all go for voluntary kabbonis to be offered when the mizbeach is sitting idle. Ketam mizbeach. The general rule is the excess of anything brought for a chatas or an asham is used in this way. Zok the Mishnah, the excess of money that was used to buy an oila or is used taka to buy another oila. A mincha, if the excess money for a mincha is used to buy a mincha, of a shlamim is used to buy a shlamim. A Pesach is used also to buy shlamim. Kabbonis for porn nazir is used for other porn nazir. The money that was used for a carbon for a particular nazir is used by that nazir to bring a voluntary personal carbon. Zok the Gemara, Fek Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda asked, what's the halacha if one separates a shekel and then died before giving it? Shmuel said it's used for the purchase of voluntary kabbonis. Zok the Gemara, if a kohen gadol has excess money that he separated for the purchase of his minchas chavitin, Rabbi Yechanan says that money must be destroyed, like the minchas chavitin is totally burned. Rabbi Lazar says it's used to buy voluntary kabbonis. Rabbi Gemara Mishnah says that the excess money used to buy flour for the mincha is used to buy voluntary kabbonis, not like Rabbi Yechanan said. Mar says the Mishnah is referring to the regular chatz of mincha, not the mincha of the kohen gadol. Fact Mar Abba Bar Bo is the pasuk teaches that any carbon brought from a sheep or a goat becomes a shlom if it's not brought in its proper time, like a carbon pesach. Now, since an oiler can be brought from sheep or goats, its excess money should become a shlamim, just like a Pesach. But it says that teaching is about a carbon that may only be brought exclusively from sheep or goats, like a Pesach. However, an oilah may be brought from cattle as well, and therefore it doesn't apply. An asher may only be brought from sheep or goats, so its extra should be shlamim. Rabun bar Kahana said the pasuk says min hatzoyin, that teaches that this halach only applies to karbonos that may be brought from sheep or goats. An asher may only be brought from sheep. The word min is always used as an exclusionary term. How can he say that used as an inclusionary term over here? The word says you're right. The teaching actually comes from the letter hey of hatzoyin. The min hatzoyin written regarding an oilah should be darshan this way as well, and should teach that the excess of a pesach can be brought as an oilah. Rabbi Alvin said a carbon which is eaten may be brought as a different carbon that is eaten, meaning a Pesach can be brought as a shlom, but not as a carbon that can't be eaten, so a Pesach can't be brought as an oila. Rabbi Yossi Barbun said, excess of kachim kalam may be brought as other kachim kalam. A Pesach can be brought for a shlom, but not as kachim, which would be an oila. Rabbi Yechanan said, a Pesach brought as a shlom if it's shechted with intention as a shlom, or even if there was an intention for an oila, still the Pesach is brought as a shlom. Rabbi Eila explained this based on the Pesach, im natzoin karbon oila zevach shlomim, it's always brought as a shlomim. So therefore, if the Pesach is brought with as a shlom, even if it's shechted with an intention as an oila, it's still a shlom. If a Pesach is shechted with intention for a posel oila, he has in mind that he'll throw the blood tomorrow instead of today, does it take on the characteristics of that carbon or not? If it does, then it's a Pesach with intention for an oila and it's therefore a posel. If its Pesach status is not affected, it becomes a Pesach that had intention to throw the blood tomorrow, in which case it's pigel, not just posel. Mara doesn't answer, moves on to the next question. If a Pesach during the rest of the year was shechted with an intention for the sake of a Pesach, which makes it possible for the rest of the year, and then for an intention not for a Pesach, which makes it valid the rest of the year, will the carbon be valid? Shmuel Bar Abba says, since an intent not for its own sake can remove a presumed intent for its sake on the 14th of Nisan, it can also remove an explicit intent for its sake the rest of the year as well.